with this, producing all of these wonderful things going on here in our studios. Our legend of the week is Bob Freeman, and you hear the Freeman Web from, and I want to say this from the beginning, his father, Bill. I got to meet Bill and then know about Bob, and then Kurt Page, his coach at BGA, through high school football. And for all 11 years of this show, which we think we've hit the mark with it because of our outreach for high schools, not only the coaches, the players, but just the communities as well. Bill Freeman, Jimmy Webb, Freeman Webb have been with us all 11 years as a title sponsor, and that shows their commitment to community, and I wanted to say that on the front end. Bob Freeman, all-region running back, linebacker, BGA, played for Kurt Page, wrestler, and he's also a state representative, representing District 56 in the Tennessee House of Representatives. Bob, good morning. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. Thank you again for inviting me to join you guys. This is it's always something I look forward to.
Well, and first off, how's Bill? How's your dad doing?
He's doing great. He is, he's doing great.
Now, good. Well, tell him we said hello, obviously. When you look back at your BGA days, what do you remember most? What's some takeaways from that?
Oh, gosh. first and foremost, I just think back so fondly about the time. I had a great group of teammates, had a great coaching staff. You mentioned Coach Page at the beginning of this. He was not just a great football coach, but also a great role model and you know, leader to help young men become men and teach us the correlation of hard work and success and how to be a team player. And you know, that's really, when I think back about my time playing high school sports, that's really what I remember is that correlation of hard work and success and how to be accountable to the rest of your team, you know, how to get up and do things that you don't want to do. And I, you know, think back and that stuff builds upon everything I've done for the rest of my life.
Bob, I've got a friend who has a son he's having some problems with, and he asked me for some advice, and I said, get him on the football field, get him on the football team. I guess talk about how that team experience, how you're held accountable to your teammates, how it as leads into better things in life.
I mean, it just does. There is – you know, everybody talks about peer pressure, and there is negative peer pressure, but there's also positive peer pressure. And if you're on the field with 11 other people, specifically in football, and you're the one not doing the job, and you know you didn't set the corner, and somebody comes around and you know they run for a 20-yard play, or you don't make the block, and the quarterback gets sacked. You don't want to be that person. And so it forces you to recognize that you may be able to push a little harder than you thought you could. You may be able to get up a little quicker than you thought you could. You may be able to run a little longer than you thought you could. And it really shows you where your limits are. And as humans, we always think our limits are a lot less than they really are. And playing in a team sport where you have other people that you're being held accountable to, it forces you to push past what you think is your limit. And I say it all the time that plays out for the rest of your life. You think you can't you can't get up and go to work today because you're not feeling great and you want to leave early because you're a little tired and that hard and that work ethic. Leads to success on and off the field.
Bob, we got to get something straight. Craig is a Battleground Academy graduate. Now, what are you got to be one of the, what is it over there?
I'm a Plato.
Plato, Bob?
I was a Plato as well.
Attaboy, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, you could have said anything with that.
That tradition of the tug of war between the Platos and the Greers has got to be one of the greatest high school traditions in our state, and I was fortunate enough my senior year to be one of the river rats, and we would we would go down and make sure that the river was clean. I don't think they do it at the same location anymore, but it was so much fun to see the whole school out pulling on one rope at one time. Golly, what a neat tradition.
Bob, this is Bubba Spears. It's just great to see somebody of your caliber that you talk about your high school experience, because there's a couple of things that you mentioned I'd like to go back over. You know, I would always tell my team, you're going to get knocked down. It depends on how well you get up. You got to handle adversity. How well you handle adversity is going to depend on the outcome of the ball game. And that's life. You're going to have adversity in life. And I think that's what football teaches you. And also, you was an outstanding wrestler. So, I mean, you know, I've always told coaches, you show me a good wrestler, and I'll show you a pretty good football player also.
I can't agree more. I enjoyed wrestling probably more than football, but I was a significantly better football player. but you know, the thing that, and you hit it on the head, is, you know, is you get knocked down, you got to get back up. And if when you're playing high school sports, football, wrestling, whatever it is, I've got boys and girls, so they play basketball and softball and you name it. Not in high school yet, but the other thing it teaches you is there's always somebody better, and you got to learn how to deal with that in life. There's always going to be somebody smarter, taller, better looking, wealthier, whatever the metric is. There's always going to be somebody better, and that doesn't diminish you. It doesn't diminish how good you are. You need to be the best version of yourself. And again, high school sports, I think at such a young age, teaches you that in a very concrete way, that you know, you need to be the best version of yourself. You need to work as hard as you can. And, you know, that you gotta keep getting back up, keep going back at it.
Bob Freeman with us, our legend of the week here on Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Bob, there's a thread here. You've served on the board of the Tennessee Environmental Council, the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, Metro Sustainability Advisory Committee, and the U.S. Green Building Council's Tennessee Market Leadership Advisory Board. Like I said at the first there, there's a thread running through all that.
Yeah, it's funny. When I was in high school, and I graduated in 94, so it's not that long ago, but yet 30 years almost, we started the recycling club. And I'll never forget, there was nowhere to pick it up. And so I would take all of the aluminum cans from the break room and carry it into Nashville to have it recycled. And at that point, that was way out there. Nobody was doing it. It was kind of ahead of its time. But I'm a big believer in we need to have a built environment that allows us to have only good choices. We shouldn't be, you know, having to make the choice of, do we want to set the temperature at 76 or, you know, or 68 and, you know, ruin the environment. We should be given only good choices. And I've worked most of my career to try and do that.
Well, and also appointed to the Nashville Homeless Commission. We're going to get to the politics here in a minute. We don't talk politics, but we do talk to people in politics. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. And, yeah. You know, it's funny. I before I ran for office, I never talked politics. and now everywhere I go, at the grocery store, at a ball game, everybody wants to talk politics with me. So I'm pretty good at it. If you want to give a shot.
Well, Bob, I tell you what. Give us some advice that you would. You know, you said you have kids who are not in high school yet. What advice would you have for the young people this day and time?
Oh gosh, play a team sport. There's something different about playing on a team sport versus an individual sport, and I think it's that accountability and that you know, you are part of a team, and sometimes you know, you need to you're not going to be the star, you're going to be the grunt, the worker bee to allow a greater good, which is the success of the team. And if you play an individual sport, it's hard to understand that, because there is no sacrifice. It's either you win or lose. And in football, you know, you can be the blocking back and not the back that gets the ball. And if you win, that sacrifice of not being the star, not being in the limelight, is important. It's a good lesson to learn because you can't always be the star.
Bob, I want to go back to your coach, Kurt Page. Know him very well. And one of the best things I like about Kurt as a coach is he's such a strong advocate for his players. As a matter of fact, he texts Greg and I about his current quarterback right now, trying to get him some looks.
Yeah, down in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. He's such a strong advocate of trying to get his kids that want to play at the next level, getting them that opportunity.
Yeah, and he was that way in 1994. He was ahead of his time, making sure that we had third party people filming us, filming all of our game films. I believe, and I may be missing this because I don't remember exactly, but I believe he paid on his dime for someone to edit highlight films and highlight reels and would help people send those out. And again, not that all he cared about was the success on the field. He cared as much about us off the field, to make sure that we were leaders in the classroom and in the community. We would do volunteer opportunities around town. He was just a great leader and coach of young men.
Well, and also 11 years ago, Kurt Page and Craig Ladd started something called Prep Football Talk and came and asked me to be a part of it. And then when Kurt left, we picked up some bum named Coach Bubba Spears to join us. But he's been a part of this from the very beginning as well. Bob, I got to ask, though, you are a member of the Tennessee House of Representatives, representing District 56. In this day and time of political, I'll be nice and call it discourse, why do you do it? I mean, why do you put yourself into that mess?
Yeah, that's a great question. And part of it is, perception becomes reality. And the perception is that we are a total mess, arguing all the time, don't agree. And that's not really the reality. There are a handful of things that we fight on, and it makes for good news stories. It makes for good TV. It makes for good Twitter. But the majority of what we do is working to make sure that all of the people of Tennessee have a better reality today than they did yesterday and the day before that. And that's where I like to work. I'm not a super partisan person. I mean, I have my beliefs. I'm not gonna bend on them, but I'm also going to respect someone else's beliefs, and I'm going to work to try and find a common ground so that we can figure out where is the middle that we can work to get something passed. And I think I've been pretty good at it. I passed more bills than any other freshman my freshman year. And have passed some pretty meaningful pieces of legislation that'll have a wide reaching impact across our state, and that's really what I think more people should pay attention to. Part of the reason that we've had we've allowed this hyper-partisan rhetoric to take place is so few people vote in elections that most elected officials don't have to speak to the whole of the population. They only have to speak to the, hyper-partisan 10% fringe of their parties. And so it appears that politics has shifted to more polarizing. But the people are not. And the way we turn that is to make sure everybody votes. And I would encourage everybody listening today, go to govotetn.gov. Make sure that you're registered to vote. The 11th of this month is the last date to register for the November elections. We're going to have early voting starting in 20 days, 18 days, something like that. And if more people vote, our electorate will look like us.
Well, Bob, it's you're doing a fine job. Let me just say it that, and we appreciate obviously from day one with Bill and Jimmy, and now you, Freeman Webb, sponsoring this show means a lot to us. We really take a very We really believe in what we're doing, and we're glad you're believing in us.
I tell you what, you're so right about people voting. I got involved with it. My brother-in-law ran for a little office in Wilson County this past election. And I was just, I wasn't mad that he didn't win. I was upset of the few people that voted out of the Wilson County, 99,000 people that could vote, registered, only 12 voted, 12,000 voted. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And then Wilson County will be one of those that's going to complain when something goes wrong. I said, they don't have nothing to complain about.
All right, enough of that.
I just lost my Wilson County vote.
Yeah, hey Bob, thank you. No. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much. Invite me back anytime, and you guys keep it up. This is absolutely fantastic, and for you to highlight these young high school athletes, to give them the recognition for all their hard work, you know, summer workouts, two-a-days. You are doing a fantastic job. It's an honor to support you guys, and we will continue.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Tell you, Dan, we said hello. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bob Freeman, just a man. Sharp.
Good man.
Sharp.